Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. That's an understatement for my guest, Deborah Shambora. I'm speaking to her at her home in Gilbert, Arizona. It's a city right outside of Phoenix. And Deborah was involved in a freak accident. It was a horrible accident. A horse trampled on her and literally crushed most of her vital organs and bones and everything. And she literally died in the hospital. When she died, she had an encounter with God. And obviously it wasn't her time, because she came back and she gradually, her body healed, except when she got home, she found out they hadn't even dealt with it, but part of the crushing had to do with her cornea. And so she wasn't able to see, and her eyes were literally covered with scar tissue. What was your vision like at that time, Deborah?
At that time, I had multiple images, about 16 overlapping images.
Yeah, you mean when you looked, you could see 16 images?
Yes, all mixed together.
I have enough problem with one. Okay, go ahead.
It was interesting, too, to look at, let's say, the moon, because it's dark and you just have the moon, but instead now you have 16 all on top of each other. It was an interesting thing to see things that way. But I went to the doctors, and the only fix for it was a cornea transplant in both eyes. So in the next year, 1 year after the accident, I had a cornea transplant in my right eye, and I had about 65 stitches, which is way more than what most people have. I had the cornea transplant. The stitches stay in for about a year. So I was literally blind for a good portion of that year.
And of course you were a single mom and you had to make a living. And so you literally, I think this is amazing, you took your teenage daughter with you, and she was your eyes. And are you telling me in your business people didn't even realize you couldn't see?
No, they couldn't. I would take her and she would just describe what it is I was supposed to be seeing. And we have a marketing business, so it's really interesting that I was doing people's marketing pieces and I couldn't even see.
And I understand God supernaturally blessed you financially.
He totally did. I never went out and got one client. The clients just came. As I got better, we got more and more clients, and we're still doing that same business.
Okay. You eventually, the eye healed up to the point where with the contact lens, and you only did one eye, your vision is 20/60, which is good enough to get by. Not real good, but good enough to get by. And you go on a missions trip to Africa, and there is a man that's praying for the sick. He prays for you. And what did he say?
He prayed for my vision, and he explained to me the difference between healing and a miracle, and that a miracle is something that takes place instantaneously, while a healing evolves over time. And I left that day, and I didn't see any difference. So the next day when I got up to go to church in Africa, I went to our service in Africa, and when I walked into the church building, and of course in Africa it's not the same kind of church or church building as here, it's a hut. So when we walked into the building, I could just see in the spirit realm. I saw angels.
Was that the first time you were able to see in the spirit realm?
That was the first time. I had seen before that just a glimpse like of Jesus not long after I was saved, glimpses, but nothing like this. This was actual, it was like a movie. It was like going to the movies.
What could you see? What was going on in this movie that you were looking at of what was going on in the invisible world?
Well, the angels came walking down towards the front of the church, and there was a multitude of them. I didn't count them, but there were many of them. And they were bringing with them packages wrapped in silver. and stacking them up on the platform. And then they were cleaning the platform, kind of washing it as if in preparation for what God was going to do there that day. And I watched them go up to the speakers and touch them and impart things to them, just give them gifts. These gifts that they brought, I felt, were what God wanted to give to the people who were there. They were gifts of healing. They were gifts of spiritual gifts. They were gifts of words of knowledge and prophecy and things like that. And they were all packaged for this particular meeting. And the angels had come to deliver them for the Lord.
That must have been the most exciting show in history. I mean, for you to be, how long did it last?
About 2 hours.
I imagine you were pretty dumbfounded.
I just sat there with this really stunned look on my face for the whole 2 hours, and I didn't know what I was seeing. I didn't know what it was. And then I would look out the windows, and I could see the enemy. I could see the demonic side of the spiritual realm peering in the windows. And
tell me what you saw.
Well, you know, different size and shapes of demonic beings, which are, they're dark grayish, mostly greenish gray. They don't have any light about them. There's no beauty about them. They're kind of bent and curled because...
You know, I've always thought that it'd be a wonderful gift because if, let's suppose someone is sick and you can actually see a demon on them, well, you know when that demon leaves when you pray. You can actually see what's the cause and command it to leave. Have you ever done that?
I have done that, and I'll see it on people, but sometimes the person doesn't truly want to be healed. And if I command the demon to leave, the person is asking it to stay.
Hmm. Well, it reminds me of a friend of mine that's now in heaven, Dr. Derek Prince. He used to say that God never sets us free from our friends. He always sets us free from our enemies.
That's good. So I have seen it. And then I have seen on the other side where the enemy will have to leave the person. And because the person is truly believing and has the faith to believe that God wants to heal them.
Okay, you had this two-hour vision. You look out the window. You see the demonic going on. You see the God going on in the congregation. And it lasts 2 hours. Did this continue or was this a one-time experience?
No, it actually continued. When I was leaving the service that day, we were driving home, and in Africa, a lot of people are riding on the little mopeds, and I could see the people riding on mopeds, and they would have like a demon riding on the back with them. And it started to really, you know, I was thinking, am I going to see this way all the time? And what is this? But the Lord is gracious, and He was showing me all of the openness, and then He was showing me that it was something that you can choose to see in the natural, and you can choose to see in the spiritual. And so I could choose to just quiet my spiritual eyes and not see it. But now, anytime I press in and press in to see in the spirit realm, I can see what is going on in the spirit realm.
So you would say you haven't had the manifestation of full natural sight, but you've had the manifestation of full spiritual sight.
Right.
That's got to be such a wonderful, wonderful gift.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah, I want you to share with our people tomorrow about what you're able to accomplish as a result of seeing in the spirit world. But we're making available this week our One New Man kit. Why? So many people are calling us and saying, Sid, I want to have a congregation that moves in power, that has intimacy with God, that it's flooded with the Spirit of God, that there are healings going on, that unsaved people walk in and they walk out saved, they walk out healed, they walk out delivered. Where can I find such a congregation? And you know, I think it's very difficult to find a congregation that's large that way. I like what the first church did. The first church was made up of house congregations that then eventually came together for corporate worship or for fivefold impartation. But the core of the church, it wasn't a house group in a mother church. The church was the house group. And so many people say, well, I can't do that. I am not educated enough. Well, how educated do you think the first Jewish people that believed in Jesus were? And if you read about their various house churches in the book of Acts, you'll see it was the kind of church you'd like to go to. And so that's why, over the years, I've interviewed so many people. And the ones that had the best books on aspects of what I call the one new man, I've put together in a kit. If you were to never start a house congregation and just digest the best books I found on how to prophesy, how to pray for the sick, how to understand the biblical feast, how to set up a soaking room, how to pray for people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that's something that I'm upset about, because most charismatic and Pentecostal churches, I don't think they have any more people baptized in the Holy Spirit than the seeker-sensitive churches have. And there's something wrong with this picture. But there's going to be such a move, such an explosion of God's Spirit, that I believe the church buildings we have will not be able to contain all the people that are going to come to the Lord. And so if you're in that category of, I'm looking for a church that everyone is a participant, I'm looking for a church that has no agenda but to yield to the Holy Spirit, then I urge you to get our One New Man Kit. And if you're going to establish church, or you're a pastor and you want to make some modifications, this is designed for you too. We're asking for a donation of $100. This would normally, if you bought each of the items separately, I mean, some of these, they're so important. I want to get this package in everyone's hand. It would cost you $170. Over 170 retail, but we're making it available for a donation of $100. Call or write today for the One New Man Kit. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.